on again this weekend, this Saturday to be exact, the Esperance Growers Market. Last markets of the year. Here to chat to me about it, Isabel from that, one of the stallholders there. Now, lots of great ideas for Christmas there, wouldn't there be?
Absolutely, yeah. And it really is your last opportunity to get something local, handmade or fresh preserves, produce, anything like that before Christmas. That's the very, very last one for the year. But the other thing I need to mention is we actually are going ahead through January as well, because last year we had a break in the heat, but this year we're going ahead.
Good, good, good. Keep the momentum going. You know, people are on holidays. Why not? Now, lots of great stuff on hand. Let's not forget about the bread stall. That is a good...
It
is the breadwinner.
It is.
So get your fix before... because you open at 9 o'clock. Some people queue up even before that period of time.
Feel free
to do that. That's fine. Now, a lot of local fruits and rare plants as well.
Absolutely. Now, I know that Tanya has got some very unusual rare plants. She's only got very limited items, but she will have a few new things for the garden lovers, the gardeners in your family.
Yep.
Now, also, Pam's going to be down there with her coffee pod jewellery. So if you haven't seen her coffee pod jewellery, she actually recycles, you know, those metal capsules, those horrible, they're dreadful for the environment.
Yeah,
but her jewellery is amazing. It really is. And it's something very different, handmade and unique.
And speaking of unique and different, the wax perfume bar, as you're saying, with
Absolutely.
Jenny.
Yeah,
so
Jenny,
that's some good stuff.
She's got enough soap at the moment, so there's still plenty of soap to buy, but she's moving on to doing some natural like body lotion bars and things. So her latest line is waxed perfume bars.
Oh, very good.
Which is something different.
Another thing you mentioned as well, great ideas for Christmas hampers and stuff
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. So a lot of the local summer stone fruit is coming through, like apricots and things. So people have been busy in the kitchens making up jams and preserves and things like that. So it's a great way to put a hamper together.
Absolutely.
And as you know, I do baskets, so there you go.
There you go. Yep, that carries it all together.
It
well,
certainly does. And there's Isabel, plenty of other handmade items there too.
Exactly. And it is on, again, this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Nelson Primary School Permaculture Garden area. Isabel, pleasure as always. Have a great Christmas. And
you too.
I'll see you there.